You are listening to BensTorah.com.
I want to start with a yesod that Rav Moshe Shapira, Zecher Tzaddik Kodesh Livracha, used to say many times regarding the Har Parshas, and from there to continue to an idea that's brought down the Goyen regarding the Seder of the Har Parshas. The Gemara in Megillah brings a machlokes if you have two Adar, you have 2 months of Chodesh Adar Aleph, Chodesh Adar Beis, right? You have a leap year, Hebrew year. When do you do the Dal Pashas? So the Gemara brings 3 shittas, and one of the shittas holds, not like we pass in Halacha, that the 4 Dal Pashas are going to be in Chodesh Adar Aleph, not Chodesh Adar Beis, which is something which is very hard to understand, because at least 2 of the 4 parashas have to do with Chodesh Nisan. Last week's parasha was Parashas Parah. What's Parashas Parah? It's the Gabi, the Taira. The Rashi brings in Pesachim Megillas, Tairos, Shal Yisrael. Parashas, it means, as the Gemara says, the Gemara brings, the Al Parashas, Parashas Parah is that we should bring the Korban Pesach with Taira. We purify Am Yisrael to get to bring the Korban Pesach. Parashas Chodesh, which we're going to lay in this Shabbos, is speaking about the parasha of Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh is Elachem, Rosh Chodashim, Rishon Elachem, Chodesh Hashana. So we're basically preparing for Pesach, we're preparing for Nisan. How can it be that if you would have Chodesh Adar Aleph a month early, you would lay then Chodesh Parah and Parashas HaChodesh a month before Chodesh Nisan? How do you understand that? What's that? So, nicely, this is a... The Ramchal speaks about it in a few places. It's brought down in other places that the idea that, in general, the whole sequence of time of a calendar, the Jewish calendar, is not just a commemoration of past events. It's actually implementation of these events now. If you want to use a Lashonis that say in Sefer Chassidus, is you have every day, you have a special He'orah, have a special hashpa that comes to that day that's specific to that time. In general, every year, the year begins, the Chodoshim at least begin, with Chodesh Nisan. Chodesh Nisan is the time of Geula. And then comes the in the middle of the Chodesh is the Chag of Pesach, which there we actually have a halacha, the Chayav Adam Liris is Atzwa Kilu Yotzu Mitzrayim. That's already a halacha l'maisa. It's not only some conceptual thing. But Pesach is, we do it again. We are Yoytzei Mitzrayim. But as the Ramchal says, this goes on throughout the year. And when we go through Sfiras HaOmer, we leave Mitzrayim every year in Tesfot Nisan. And we get the Kriyas Yam Suf in the Shviyish of Pesach. And then we count the days of the Omer building up until we get to Shavuos for us, which is an implementation of later years. We have in the middle of the Sfira, time of Avelus, kind of things did not work out so well, as Beis Hashem will get to in a few weeks. And then we get to Matan Torah and Shavuos. And then comes the time that right after Shavuos, that's, you know, the days that Moshe Rabbeinu was in the mountain, the first 40 days, everything is okay, until we get to Chodesh Tammuz, which is Yud Zayin B'Tammuz. Yud Zayin B'Tammuz starts the Yerida. So obviously we're building, so they went out of Mitzrayim, got to Shavuos, you know, and got the Torah, and they're at the top of the world, but then they lose it when they do the Chet HaEgel, which eventually brings to the time of Pkiyas Seir, when the Golus starts, and the 3 weeks starts, and ends in Tisha B'Av, which is the time of Chet HaMeraglim, another Chet Am Yisrael did in the Midbar, and that's the time of Golus. And then we start fixing the problem. We go to, starting with Tu B'Av, not the subject right now, going through Elul to bring us back to Rosh Hashanah and Yom Kippur, the time of Tshuva, and when Am Yisrael corrected their chet and getting back to Luchas again, as we learned in last week's parasha, on Yom Kippur, and that's a new implementation. And then we have the Simcha after that Shuva was received in Sukkot, and eventually in Simchas Torah, or in Shmini Atzeres, Simchas Torah, when we were the Simcha like Shuva. That's a sequence that starts at the summer years, summer months. Then comes the winter. The winter, as brought down Sfarim, is a time of Choshech, time of darkness, and a time when things are not clear. Time where the It's really a time of avoda, of work. And min haTorah, we have no special time during that, during the months of the winter. We have no moyed, except Rosh Chodesh, from the Torah, midoraisa, during the winter months. We have two moyadim that Chazal gave us, which is Chanukah and Purim. Anybody understands? Chanukah is the light and all the darkness. Purim we spoke about. It's within the Teva, it's within nature, all that. That is the sequence of the year, and that's how every year goes. Every year is Pesach, we go out of Mitzrayim, we go through the whole process until we get to Simchas Torah, then we have the winter months, which is the Avodah, and then the year ends. Now, as Rabbi Shapiro said it, really, I'll just bring an example to point that out, is that the year starts in Pesach, in Nisan, and ends in Adar. And that's all we have. The example to that is what the Aruch Chaim says. The Aruch Chaim says that really every week, HaKadosh Baruch Hu is creating the world for a 6 days in the Shabbos. Sheish is Yom Yosu Hashem is Sharon Saaretz, Vayonach Vayom Shvi. That's all we have. Says the Aruch Chaim, every Shabbos, and Rav Tzodek HaKohen in his Shabbos speaks about it in the same tone, every Shabbos we have the Kedusha of Shabbos, which we go when we end the last week, and we nach, and from there we get the hashpa, we get the koyach to go and create another 6 days and a Shabbos. And then the next Shabbos is another, brings the koyach to go another 6 days and a Shabbos. The Shabbos is the source of bracha for the next 6 days. As Reb Tzadik says, we know that, says if Am Yisrael would keep two Shabbosim, right, there's a song, just one Shabbos, if they do two Shabboses, the rabbi will be a gula. Why two Shabboses? Because you can't have the world without two Shabbos. You have to have the Shabbos before, who gives the power to create another 6 days. The Shabbos after, which ends the 6 days. And every week has a Shabbos before and a Shabbos after. Right? That's what the Aruch Chaim says. Just by the way, not to get to what we're talking about, that's why Shashud is called Raiva de Ravin, which means the Rotzer of the Rotzer, the will of wills. Because that's the time when you have the biggest Rotzer to create the world. The Shabbos before Sheshes and Mibereshes, is that's when the world came out of Machshava, and that's where it starts. Says the Aruch Chaim, the world is 6 days in Shabbos. Moshe says that's really every year. The year also is 12 months, which start in Nisan when Am Yisrael start the process, and ends in Adar. That's what we have. Now to go and emphasize that point even more, we know there's another nekuda over here. Haman wrote a svarim, wrote out books, and sent to the world, La'ashmid la'haroik la'abed is kol Yehudim, the end of the Jews. He's annihilating the Jews. These svarim were never brought back. K'tav, as the Megillah says, K'tav shechtav ha'melech, ein lo'ashiv, you can't bring it back. It's not back. Elaman. What Mordechai Yehudi did was that the king, Achashverosh, gave him the right to overturn these Sfarim. And we went ahead and did the Venah Foich. We turned it around. We took the Sfarim that really said bad, and we turned it to be good. In essence, the fact that Megillah tells us that was never brought back, what are we learning over here? I mean, what's the point? Why couldn't it just be that the rules of the kingdom, by a Achashverosh war, you could bring it back? Well, if there's not enough Kamina, what would happen? But here, there's a lesson here, that this is really happens every year. Every year Chodesh Adar is the end. Is every year Chodesh Adar, you still have the Sfarim of Lahashvid La'agulabit. But our Avodah in this month, our contribution, what we're doing is we're turning it around. We're doing Vina Foichu. We are taking this month, which is really supposed to be the end, and we're turning it around to go back to Chodesh Nisan and start again. That's the idea of Chodesh Adar in general. Chodesh Adar is a Chodesh shenefach lehem mi yagun l'simcha me'ever le'yamtev. It was the month. This month is the month of end. Because that's the month where Muhammad and Russia also took to say that this will be the end of Am Yisrael. And this farm is still out there. And our avodah, our tafkid, what we do in Chodesh Adar is we turn it around. We do vina hafoich, we do a hefech. And we take this month of bringing the end to bring the segue to the new beginning, starting Nisan again. So says Rav Moshe, that's really the process every year. We have a beginning starting in Nisan, brings us to Adar. And then we need to go and start again. So we have to work in it to be able to be reborn again in Chodesh Nisan and have a new beginning in Chodesh Nisan with a new Gilul. That's the Avodah. Okay. Adds Rav Moshe, and we'll get to the second point when I get to. Says that's Chazal instituted during Chodesh Adar, the Dal Pashis. The Dal Pashis are the process that go. We have Purim, obviously, which is the Venafaihu, but really the entire month we're turning around. So Chazal gave us the tools to turn it around with the Arba Pashis. That's why these Arba Pashis belong to Chodesh Adar, not the Chodesh Nisan. Right. Through that, we're getting to Chodesh Nisan. But in theory, Chodesh Adar could have been 4 months before Chodesh Nisan. In theory. But if Chodesh Adar is the end, so after Chodesh Adar, there's nowhere to go. And only way for us to continue on and eventually get to Chodesh Nisan and be reborn is to go through the process of the Venafoichu of Chodesh Adar. And that is the Arba Pashis. That's why it could be the Arba Pashis will be Chodesh Adar Aleph. There's a Mandamar in the Gemara that says the Arba Pashis or not in the second Adar, in the first Adar. How can you speak about a Chodesh as a Lash Chodesh, which is Nisan a month in advance? Because the answer is we're not focusing in Nisan. We're focusing on turning around Adar. So Machlekes in the Gemara is, what is the main Adar? What is the Adar we have to focus on to turn it around? Is it Adar Aleph, Adar Beis? Okay.
So Adar Bet is the end of the year.
Right. So according to the Mandamar, Adar Beis is like a anomaly, you know, it's like outside of the system. So you really Adar Aleph is end, you get like another month, and then you go into Nisan. Like it's like something in between. For example, as the Bnei Soscha says, Adar Beis doesn't have we have 12 mazolos. What about Adar Beis? Adar Beis doesn't have a mazol. So just an example to say a concept that you have a month which is, you know, doesn't belong to the system. But the idea is Adar is the end. So we need to turn around Adar. The way to do it is through Purim and Arba Pashis. The Arba Pashis is part of the process. Chazal gave it to us. So it could be even not associated with Nisan. But now the question is, how are the Arba Pashis a process to get to Nisan? What's the Shaychas? So there's many ways that they're brought down. It's fine when Moshe himself brought down a few explanations. For example, one of them is the Am Yisrael had to really receive the Torah in Purim. So we have what do we have in Matan Torah? We have Am Yisrael in front of the mountain, Ki Ish Echad B'Lev Echad. And then you have Nai Seven Nishma. So Shkolim is when all Am Yisrael get together as a Tzibur, half a shekel, each one has to connect. And then comes Zachar, the Maisa, to do the right thing and get away from the bad thing. Para is the Nishma, where you connect to something which is above your understanding, and then you get to Achayish and you start again. That's one example. And there's several other ways that the Sfarim bring what's the sequence of events in the Arba Pashis. The one I want to focus on today, the time that we have left, is what the Gaon Mevilna says on the Aderes Elio in Pashas Kisisa. The Gaon says, a Gevaldik Yisoid gives us a key, a tool, to understand a little bit what the Dal Pashas are. And we'll try, as much as we can, to try to explain the Goyen and to see what he means, what are these four things. The Goyen says the following. Every Shabbos, we say the following thing. I'm going to say Nusach Ashkenaz, but Nusach Sfarad is one more different. That's one thing. And then we have Olam Haba we're talking about. Ephes b'l'techaga aleinu limoy samashiach. Number three. Ve'in doim alecha mashenu l'schiyah samesim. You have four stages of here. Limoy samashiach, Olam Haza, Olam Haba, Limoy samashiach, and l'schiyah samesim. Says the Goyen, the Arba Pashias are connected these four. Olam Haza, Olam Haba, Limoy samashiach, l'schiyah samesim. That's what he says. What does he mean? So L'chura, Pashim Shah, what he's saying is, we have four stages in this world that we need to gain from this world. This world in general has four stages, which each one we get a different connection to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Elam Hazar, Elam Haba, Mr. Sheikh, Et Chias Amesim. When we're going ahead to go from 1 year, which is a whole process on its own, and you want to go like now and reborn, you have to gain these four aspects as well. These four, it's four dimensions, four different gilui, four different revelations you have in the world, in the world in general. So when you have that small world called a year, which is one world in its own, and it's ending, and now you have to start again, you have to gain these four revelations to go to the next world, to go to the next stage. And let's go and try to understand a little bit what are these four revelations? What are the four things that we have? How do they fit in the language that we say every Shabbos? And how do they fit to the Arab Pashas? So they're going to give us a little tools just to try to get a little direction based on what he says over here. Ein kekecho, ein erich lecha Hashem elokeinu bo oilam hazeh. Oilam hazeh. Says the Goyen, that's connected to Pasha Shkolim. Shkolim, as we know, is money. We mentioned in the Shir Pasha Shkolim, not over here, mentioned that says in the Medrash, Moshe Rabbeinu was niskasha. Shkolim, he couldn't understand how to do Shkolim. So the Mefarshim say, what did Moshe niskasha with? Something speaks about it. Is that how can you add money and make with money ruchnis? How can you take this very materialistic world and elevate that to be something spiritual?
You are listening to BensTorah.com.
So HaKadosh Baruch Hu showed them you could. There's a way to do it. We're in this world, we're dealing with Shkolim, Olam Hazeh is Shkolim, time we're very materialistic, and we're trying as much as possible to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. But as the Nefesh HaChaim says in Shah Gimel, and Baal Tanya and Shah Yuchud Ve'emunah, this world is purposely done in a way where we really can't see HaKadosh Baruch Hu. We can try, we can believe, we can have emunah, bitachon, but to really see HaKadosh Baruch Hu is here, we can't. It's purposely covered from us.
Nister.
It's nister. So all we can do with the Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we can say like this, what is money for us? Money is value. Whatever is more valuable is more expensive. Things that are less valuable are cheaper. That's what, we have a value system in the world. What we could connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu in this world is not to really reveal that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is really everything and there's nothing else in the world. Everything else is bottom of Uta Klapi Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That we can't see. But what we could see is that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is maybe the one thing we could connect to, that HaKadosh Baruch Hu is the highest value in this world. We could associate ourselves and even reveal in our eyes and say, listen, what's more important? Is it important to go, deal with things that have to do with this world or to deal with something which is a bruchni? Say, this is more important. This is also important. You also have to do, you have to deal with yourself, you have your body, your mishpacha, you have things to deal with. There's many things that are very important in this world that are very olam hazdik and very materialistic as well. Very important. But the most important thing is ruchnis. Most important thing is to connect to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's the highest value. So when we're speaking about erich is value. Ein aroich lecha, or ein kerkecha. There's nothing in your value. The only thing we can tell HaKadosh Baruch Hu is, we're in this world, b'olam hazeh. All we know is, you're Hashem Elokeinu, as Rabbeinu Bechaya says, we mentioned in Pashas Yisroi, Hashem Elokeinu is HaKadosh Baruch Hu reveals some in this world. Elokeinu is where things are covered. Hashem is beneath the surface. It's Hashem Elokeinu, we always have that cover. Elohim is a name of Hashem, which is a name which is not so clear. Sometimes that name can be used to say Elohim Acherim. So it's a name which is really concealed. In this world, with HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Hashem Elokeinu, the concealed HaKadosh Baruch Hu, we can't really see. Whatever the revelation that we have is Ein Kerkecha. You're the highest value that we have. That's Pasha Shkolim. The next stage of revelation is Olam Haba. And to understand that a little bit, I'll just add a question. Really, this sequence that we have over here is the wrong sequence. It says Olam Hazeh, Olam Haba, Yemoisim Mashiach, Tchiasim Esim. As the Ramban says in Pshat Gemara, and that's based the basic school of thought that we go with, not like the Rambam, is that the sequence of events that we have is we have Olam Hazeh, end of Olam Hazeh is Yemoisim Mashiach. Yemoisim Mashiach will come in this world. According to one Shita Gemara, we'll get to in a second, there's not much difference between Olam Hazeh and Moshe Mashiach, at least at the beginning, as we'll see in a second. Moshe Mashiach is the end of this world. And then before Olam Haba, there'll be Tchias HaMesim. Everybody will relive and come to Olam Haba. So the sequence of events are Olam Hazeh, Moshe Mashiach, Tchias HaMesim, Olam Haba. Why does Olam Haba come second? No chat. But the explanation is like this. In Olam Haba, we're going to get to the ultimate goal, where this whole world will be clear to us that the only thing we have in this world is HaKadosh Baruch Hu, and everything else is nothing. There's no other existence except HaKadosh Baruch Hu. He gives life to the world. There's nothing else. But there's something lacking over there, a little bit in that. And that's what the Ramchal says in Das Tefillos. When we're talking about Kadosh Baruch Hu Kivyochel himself, without any other thing, we can't really comprehend such a thing. Even Bnei Odom and Olam Haba, there will be different levels, different stages, the Ramchal himself goes through it, but in general, the basic idea is we can't connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu himself. That's way above the comprehension of Adam. So what can we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu? So as the Ramchal writes in Das Tefillos, the only way to connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu is to know the opposite. I know that Kadosh Baruch Hu, one of the ways it's called, brought down in Sfarim, it's called Ein Sof. He's endless. Infinite. Meaning, he's infinite. I know what end means. I could say he's not that. Right? You have the other side of the world. You have materialistic things in the world. You see, that's not Kadosh Baruch Hu. So I can associate the Kadosh Baruch Hu by elimination. That's why he says, the Ramchal, that the main shaykhs that we have to Kadosh Baruch Hu is by saying that the negative. We know that he's not nothing else. He's greater than everything. He's greater than everything in this world. He's Melech Malchei Melochim. He's the biggest. So that's where we connect to Kadosh Baruch Hu. You get to Olam Haba, there's no other thing. So the revelation of Olam Haba, in a sense, is higher than this world. This world, you know, things are concealed. That world is revealed. But it's not as the next two revelations, which are even greater because it's not yet so clear. There, everything is so clear that, in a sense, as brought down, the Ramak says it, it's so bright you can't look at the sun. You can't look straight at the sun. When the sun is, you know, there's some kind of a mechitza, oh, now I can connect it. I can look at it some way. I have some kind of a boundary. But to connect to the light itself, I can't. So it's like a second stage. It's a revelation which is such a great revelation that for us it's a little bit too hard to connect to. In that second stage, Ein Zulascha, there's nothing else but you. Zulascha means there's nothing else. Which Pasha connects to that? Pasha Zohar. Because Zohar refers to Amalek. And Amalek refers to always the other side in the Bria. All the bad, anything which is the other tzad, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, is Amalek. And that's what it says in Rashi. Ein Hashem Sholem, Ein Akisa Sholem, Achei Mochazor Shalok. The completion of Gilu HaKadosh Baruch Hu in the world is when Amalek and all his association is gone from the world. So we may let Ein Zulascha L'chayel HaMabo, that second revelation, that belongs to Pasha Zohar, when all the other sides go away. Stage number three. If it's Efes B'iltacha Goyaleinu L'moysa Mashiach. We get to Yemoysa Mashiach. So as we mentioned, Yemoysa Mashiach is a time where the Gemara brings a machlekes. Is Yemoysa Mashiach will be very different in this world or not? That's one sheet on the Gemara. Other sheet that says that's called Nevim. Let me stop with the Nevim. All the prophets were meant on that. There's a steer in the Rambam. How does Rambam hold? And the Pasha has brought down many places is that there's really there will be a few stages in Moshe Mashiach. The beginning of Moshe Mashiach will be the same world, just we will be in control in Eretz Yisrael. And slowly the world will develop, become better and better. But Yemais Mashiach is really that we're getting out of Galus, getting out of Shibud. We're able to be relaxed in our own place, and Mola Arts there, as Hashem can sit and learn. We're basically coming to our place. Geula is redemption. Geula means, as the Maral always emphasizes, you have Galus and Geula. The difference between Galus and Geula is one letter, called Hey and Aleph. Galus is when you're not in your place. That's the definition of Galus. Something's not in your place because your mindset, you're not in your place, not able to focus. You have someone who's disturbing you. Geula is you're redeemed, you're back to where you're supposed to be. The Mashiach is bringing us back to where we're supposed to be. It's really Olam Hazeh, it's a upgraded Olam Hazeh. And we always mention the Maharal that Yom Tov is connected to Moshe Mashiach. It's a time where it's connected to Moshe Mashiach. Meaning, we're going to a stage where it's Olam Hazeh, but it's, you know, a little bit more elevated, a little higher. And we're just being redeemed from the disturbance of this world. That's called the Geula. Geula really refers to somebody who is, you know, he can live where he is right now. It's not perfect. It's an imperfect situation. You have to be redeemed. You have to go back to your place. And that's what happens in Moshe Mashiach. And that's what we're saying over there. Efes Biltecha. When we get to Moshe Mashiach, we're starting to realize there is other elements of the world. We're still in Lhazeh. Just an elevated Olam Hazeh. Mm-hmm. So it's not only that Kadosh Baruch Hu is the highest value, but there's nothing really, when you're comparing him to everybody else, he's not in the same league. Ephes Medecha. It's zero comparison. The first one is Ein Ker Kecha. You speak about different values. You know, you're the highest value. You're the most expensive car on the market. Okay, that's stage, that's an Olam Hazeh. But when you get into Yemoy Samashiach, which is a step above, it's Ephes Biltecha. Ephes Biltecha means it's not that you're higher. It's zero. It's not, no comparison. No comparison meaning the he's at such a higher level, such a higher, everything else is Ephes. It's zero. It's a zero value compared to him. Ephes Biltecha, Goyaleinu, Agu'ula, Yemoy Samashiach, and that refers to what? Parshas Parah. Because Parshas Parah is a time that has to do with Tahara. We didn't have a shiur last week, so we don't have time to get into it too much. But Parshas Parah refers to the time what Mashiach will do, which Mashiach is going to go ahead and bring tahara to the world, means redeem himself. Everybody is tame, is under, you know, has some disturbance, which is called tuma lashon cheder atum. Things are closed or sealed, and you need to open it up. You need to reveal things. You need to redeem things. That's Parah Aduma. That's a time of tahara. And that's the Moshe Mashiach. And then you get to the fourth and last. And that is, what is Tchias HaMeisim? The Gemara in Tainis tells us that Shalosh Mavtechos B'yod HaKadosh Baruch Hu. There's three things that HaKadosh Baruch Hu has, which there's no, was not given to me the other. It's directly him. What is that? Kshamim, Chaya, means Leido, Tchias HaMeisim. If you realize all this is associated with Chesed Meisim. Chesed Meisim is taking something which is dead and reviving it. That's something which is above this world completely. In this world we have systems that work. And the systems are people can live and do and create. You have many ways to be similar to what HaKadosh Baruch Hu does. You do things. But there's one thing which you can't. There's nobody who could do that. You can bring back from the dead. That is something which is unique, if you hold, to a Gilui HaKadosh Baruch Hu, where you have nothing. It's not only that he's the highest value, and there's nothing worth, everything is worthless compared to him. It's completely a different dimension. That's, Tchias HaMeisim is where you say, Ein Doyim Melecha Mashiach. And nothing is similar. We actually say it every day in davening. We say, Melech Meimisu Mechaeh, exactly. Yeah. Who's similar? There's no similarity. In the Tchias HaMeisim Bracha, we speak about the fact that there's no similarity to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Because we're talking about something which is above. It's like it's completely unparalleled to anything. Ein Doyim Melecha, and we say Moshiyenu. Moshiyenu is Lashon Yeshua. Yeshua is when you need to have it, and it's not only a redemption. You want to translate, it's more like an intervention. Someone is in a tzara, something needs to be intervened from above to redeem it, to take him out, to pull him out from where he is right now.
Hopeless situation.
It's a hopeless situation we have to get out of. Moshiach, Yeshua, is to go ahead and take out, and it's a yesha. Yisrael noisha b'Hashem tshuva soilamim. You're getting out of, you're completely being uprooted from where you are to a whole completely new dimension. That's Yeshua. We say it also in Birkat Tchias HaMeisim. Lech Mitzvachayu umatzmiach Yeshua. It's Yeshua. Tchias HaMeisim too. Speaking of Lech Mitzvachayu, the Rishonim say, refers there also to Leida. That's Lech Mitzvachayu. And we speak the other Masha Baruch Hu the Geshem, which is the Geshem. The Geshem, now the topic today, is the intervention from above. Tchias HaMeisim is something which is a revelation, which is completely above this world. In a sense, going back to the point said before, Olam Haba is a Kishbok himself, there's no other thing, we in a sense can't even connect to that. Where do we get the biggest revelation that we can actually connect to? It's Tchias HaMeisim. Ein Doyim Lecha, Moshiyenu. Which Pasha connects to that? That's the Pasha of this week, Pasha Zachodesh. And this, and we'll end with this point, is what we spoke about a few weeks ago. The mitzvah Rishon Shitztav Yisrael, the first mitzvah Yisrael got, is a Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim. That's the mitzvah, Parshas Chodesh. Why Chodesh Hazeh Lachem Rosh Chodoshim? So we spoke about it a whole shiur. But the Yisrael is, HaChodesh Hazeh is Loshon Chodesh. It's the fact that we're counting based on the Levana, on the lunar system, and it has to do with Chodesh, with Itchatshut, new. Tchias HaMeisim means you take something and you renew it. It's a new life coming to the world. Am Yisrael is going around pioneering, saying this whole world is a world which is going towards a Tchias HaMeisim. It's going towards to be renewed. It's like the Levana is being renewed every month. We are going to go to a Geula which will be Lasid Lavai, a Geula which Am Yisrael will be renewed. When the world will be, as the Navi tells us, not only that Am Yisrael will be renewed, the entire world will be renewed. Hashemayim Chadoshim, V'aretz Chadosh, everything will be renewed. The world is going to be renewed, meaning to have that intervention from above. And that's the point of Choyt, the reason why we can't Levana. The mitzvah is that we associate to the moon, which is being also renewed every month. And that's what we associate what Kadosh Baruch Hu is doing to the world. In order for us to get to Chodesh Nisan, which is the Chodesh Geula, says the Goyen, we have to go to the four steps of connection to Kadosh Baruch Hu. Step number one is, Olam Hazeh, Ein Kerek Echo, Kadosh Baruch Hu is the highest value. Okay, that's step one. That's stage one. And even in the place where things are concealed, we connect to that. Stage two, as we're speaking about a revelation of Kadosh Baruch Hu, which is really, we can't really connect to it. So Kadosh Baruch Hu is complete. Parasha Zachar, we take all the bad away from the world. A revelation number three is that Kadosh Baruch Hu is worth much more than everything else in the world. Efes klapei Kadosh Baruch Hu. And that's the idea of Parah Aduma, which is Tara from above. We didn't get into it too much, but Parah Aduma is the mitzvah that nobody can understand. So it's coming from a higher place. And eventually we get to Parashas HaChodesh, which is a revelation of intervention of Kadosh Baruch Hu in the world. And really what we're saying, and that's how the whole process brings us to this. So we're coming to Chodesh Adar and saying, we need to be renewed. We need to have it. In order for us to start a new year, really every year is going to Chodesh Nisan and being reborn, having a new Tchias HaMeisim. In order to do that, I have to go to the process of how to get the Tchias HaMeisim, how to get to these revelations, the four stages, until you get the Tchias HaMeisim, so now we can go and be reborn for Chodesh Nisan with Tchias HaMeisim. Hopefully a little kivun of the four pashas.
You have been listening to a presentation of benstorah.com.